Here's a surprise. As ordinary and run-of-the-mill as fog is, scientists have no standard agreed-upon definition for exactly what it is. Alicia Torregrossa is a scientist studying fog with the U.S. Geological Survey.
There are really so many definitions for fog. It sort of depends on why one is looking.
Ask her for a simple working definition, though, and she can give you one.
It's a cloud that touches the Earth's surface.
The questions that really interest Torregrossa are, what is fog doing to the Earth's surface? How much water is in it? And what's going to happen to fog and the plants and animals that benefit from it in the future? Torregrossa is part of an informal group of scientists connected to observation stations around California collecting specialized fog data. Scientists expect that climate change will alter fog patterns, but it's not yet clear how.
Having a network of fog monitoring and research stations is really a dream of a large group of us. There is such variation in fog, and the only way we're really going to understand this very nebulous phenomena is to get as many sites out there as possible, bringing in data.
There are 7 sites along the California coast, from Trinidad Head in Humboldt County to Big Sur in Monterey.
Being able to collect information across the landscape and pooling it all together is really the way that we'll understand the variation.
Fog's effect on the Bay Area is patchy. Some areas are naturally more foggy and tend to be cooler than others. Foggy areas put less of a stress on the electrical grid. Residents are less likely to own and run air conditioners. And growers and farmers in foggy areas don't need to water their crops as much.
Those kinds of irrigation decisions can be really impactful, sort of California-wide.
Researchers at the Pepperwood Preserve in Sonoma County, one of the stations on FogNet, are asking similar questions, but taking a very fine-grained approach.
At Pepperwood, our big pie-in-the-sky dream is to do what we're calling integrated hydrological monitoring.
Celeste Dodge is an ecologist at Pepperwood. She and her colleagues are working towards forming a complete understanding of how water arrives at the preserve and moves through the watershed.
Fog is one piece, but then we're also collecting rain and humidity and things like this, and we're measuring soil moisture with 8 soil moisture probes and measuring our stream flow, and so trying to get at the multiple facets.
At the moment, it's still a mystery how much water fog brings onto the land. One of the projects connected to FogNet is studying if fog replenishes groundwater, though researchers say if it does, it's probably not very much. Another idea being explored is the possible capture of fog to use it as drinking water. That's already being done in Chile, Peru, and some countries in the Middle East. There's some chance that as California's water resources become ever more stressed, we may do the same. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.